Welcome back to Know It All, where we dive deep into fascinating topics to make education accessible for everyone. I'm your host, Madeline. Today, we're exploring a subject that shapes not only our ecosystems, but also human societies: population dynamics. So, what exactly are population dynamics? Essentially, they refer to the changes in population size, structure, and distribution over time. We'll cover some key concepts like growth patterns, carrying capacity, and the factors that influence population size. Let's get started. Imagine a lush forest. Initially, it's thriving with trees, plants, and wildlife. Now, think about a specific species, let's say deer. When conditions are perfect, plenty of food, water, and shelter, the deer population grows rapidly. This is an example of exponential growth, where the population increases at a constant rate over time. Picture a snowball rolling down a hill, gathering speed and mass as it goes. However, this growth isn't sustainable indefinitely. Eventually, resources start to dwindle. Here's where the concept of carrying capacity comes in. Carrying capacity is the maximum number of individuals an environment can support without degrading. For our deer, if their population surpasses the forest's carrying capacity, they will face starvation and increased competition for limited resources. Now, let's zoom out a bit. In human societies, we see similar patterns. For example, the world's population hit 7.9 billion in 2021, and projections suggest we could reach 9.7 billion by 2050. That's a staggering number. This rapid growth raises questions about our carrying capacity as a planet. Are we on track to sustain such a population? Several factors influence human population dynamics, including birth rates, death rates, and migration. For instance, countries with high birth rates, like Uganda, see rapid population growth. In contrast, Japan, with its aging population and low birth rate, faces decline. But let's dig deeper into some of the factors influencing these dynamics. One major element is resource availability. Access to food, clean water, and healthcare directly impacts birth and death rates. In countries where resources are scarce, populations may decline due to famine or disease. Conversely, countries that invest in healthcare and education, like Norway, often see more stable populations and higher quality of life. Another critical factor is cultural attitudes. In some cultures, larger families are valued, while in others, smaller family sizes are preferred due to economic pressures or lifestyle choices. For example, in many Western nations, there's a trend towards smaller families, driven by career aspirations and lifestyle changes. This affects not only local demographics, but also global population trends. Let's not forget about the impact of environmental changes. Climate change is a significant player in population dynamics. Rising sea levels, changing weather patterns, and extreme events like hurricanes can displace populations, creating climate refugees. For example, the Maldives is facing severe threats from rising sea levels, leading to a potential mass migration of its population. As we wrap up, let's reflect on the interconnectedness of all these factors. Population dynamics aren't just about numbers. They influence everything from biodiversity to urban planning and global economies. Understanding these patterns can help us develop sustainable solutions for the future. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Know It All. I hope you found it engaging and informative. Please don't forget to rate and share this podcast with your friends. It really does help us a lot. Together, we can make education accessible to everyone in all parts of the world, no matter who you are, where you come from. Please join me next time as we uncover another intriguing topic. But until then, stay curious.